Hey everybody, Stephen from The Truth About Dyslexia here. In today's episode, I wanted to talk a little bit about something I learned when I was shaving and how this affects, I think, every single dyslexic out there, you know, the way our imagination works and how it can get us into trouble and a few ways of making sure that you don't get into said trouble. So let's dive into today's episode. Okay, so let's dive into this episode. Now, just before I jump off the diving board, I just wanted to share that I did a morning routines episode the other day, and it was fantastic when my assistant wrote it all down. I have put it in my diary in like 15 to 30 minute segments and got it to repeat throughout Monday to Friday. So my diary looks real bulky in the morning. But it was really intriguing to kick it off again this morning and watch how I could look back and see exactly in my calendar what I had to do next. Like, I color code my calendar very heavily with colors and emojis. It makes a massive impact on the visual aspects of my diary. Makes it so much better than just boring text and everything being the same off yellow. If you're using Outlook, it probably is off yellow or off some off blue or something. So that's been a massive impact, and it was great to start off the day, and I pretty close to succeeded on hitting my morning routine targets. So I just wanted to share that because that made me happy. In this episode, this episode came to me while I was shaving the other day. And, you know, being male, or female, I'm sure, you know, I don't even know why I'm going down that track. It doesn't really help the episode at all. But my beard was getting a bit long. And so I grabbed out the clippers. I jumped in front of the mirror, which is massive in our bathroom. Just imagine wall to wall. It's a really large mirror set. And I started to shave. And so as I'm shaving, it's quite a boring and routine task, right? So I go off into my little world, planning out the day, planning out the next 3 weeks, thinking about something in way too much complexity, shaving away on autopilot. And I'm like, okay, cool. That feels about right. And as I'm about to walk away, you know, I actually looked in the mirror. Excuse me. Sometimes I don't always look in the mirror and I don't always realize what I'm actually doing. And I'm just kind of imagining that I've got it right. And majority of the time, that works for me. That really does work for me. 80 to 90%, you know, is good enough. I'm not paying attention. I carry on. For whatever reason today, I actually looked. I took a moment and I noticed, hey, I've actually got it 90% there. In my head, I've been imagining myself doing 28 things, but also how I was shaving and where I'd shaved and how accurate it was. And it was just really funny to look and go, actually, it is pretty much right. But looking on closer inspection, there was just a couple of patches which just needed a little bit more work. And it just reminded me of how often in life, you know, I form a picture in my head of what I think is happening. And I'm so focused on that picture. I believe in that picture in my head more than getting feedback from reality. And, you know, that used to happen a lot more when I was really unconscious about my life, really unconscious about how my brain worked, how dyslexia affected me, how ADHD affected me, how all these different things cause challenges. But the shaving one was a really good example of just how even small things you can just get stuck in your head about, even if you're doing them in the physical world, especially if they're boring or routine or you've been doing them for so long. It's like, I don't have a great shaving routine. It's just when it starts to feel scratchy is my technical beard shaving time, or something important comes up where I want to give it an extra 5 minutes of a shave. So, you know, what was coming up with this is that it just reminded me of how many times I get stuck in my head. And I'm not sure if there's anything that comes to your mind of where you get stuck in your head when you're imagining something happening, and in the real world you're kind of doing it on autopilot. And I think it's what's really important about this is to remember that we're such good visual thinkers, many of us at least. I'd say 95% of dyslexics are very high visual in thinking, unless there's another challenge stopping that, which I have been called out on before. So I am aware there is a small number that do struggle with this. But if you can visualize it, you can sometimes believe it so clearly, you know, it's like you don't have to check with the real world. You feel so oddly interior and confident in yourself with some of the stuff that you don't check reality and you kind of get caught out later. You know, it's another challenge with that type of visual thinking, just to give you some context, is when you imagine something so clearly, like you've sent someone a text message or you've sent someone an email and you're sure you've done it, 100% sure you've done it. 3 days later, you check and you haven't sent it, or it's sitting in drafts and you half finished it. It happens a lot to people with dyslexia, right? And so what am I saying here? Where's the value in this podcast rather than me having a rant about shaving? You know, the real goal here is to remember that external feedback in the real world is something we will struggle with. We will even, you know, whether it's from someone in the real world, to ask them for help and get actually help and feedback, we can get so fixed in our visual mind that we struggle. So the key to it is going, where in my life, it'll be very hard for you to potentially think of it right now, but as you're going through the next 24 hours, where in your life are you coming across these challenges? Where are you just a little bit too in your head and not enough in the real world at checking in? You know, it could be brushing your teeth, might be one of your things. It could be doing something at work. You're just on autopilot. And that's probably the best phrase for it. This autopilot where it's kind of running you and you're not really checking in with reality unless something, you know, goes massively wrong. And it's kind of like with shaving. If I massively veered off and shaved like a mohawk, you know, a start of a mohawk into my head because I wasn't paying attention, I would become conscious. I would get feedback. And so, you know, those are not what I'm talking about. Those you will naturally become conscious at that moment. What I'm talking about is how do you start to become more conscious in those things where you're actually maybe letting 10, 15% of it go, where if you just were a little bit more conscious, you'd get a much better result. You know, me changing my shaving routine ever so slightly to become more conscious, I got a 10 to 15% better shave for an extra 5 to 10 seconds. That was what it was like, right? Because that last 5 to 15%, I don't know about you, is always the hardest for me to get right or to finish or to put energy into. And it's usually because the attention's in my head and I'm seeing something that's not quite reality. Does that make sense? You know, that last 10, 15%, I got the shave. I got the 100% shave rather than the 85 or 90% shave for the investment of an extra 10 seconds and getting a bit better feedback from the mirror. And so, you know, in your life, if you're feeling a bit unconfident about something you're doing and you're going, oh, maybe it's because of my dyslexia, or maybe why can't I just focus? Or why am I in my head so much about it? What I'd probably say is you're not getting enough external feedback from reality. You're trusting the picture you've built in your mind too much. And so to get back into reality, there's a few things that can happen. One, you know, you have to work on external triggers. I used to have and I don't actually anymore, which I've got to find. I don't know where I've put it. That's another challenge, but that's another podcast. So I used to have like a rubber band. It was kind of a bit thicker, so it wasn't like a normal rubber band. I could twang it on my wrist to give myself a physical wake-up call and kind of I really built into an anchor to come back to reality. And as I started to play with it and fidget with it, it brought me back to reality. So something like that helps. You know, you can do other triggers. How do you change things in your environment? The minute you start changing things in your environment, you're going to become more present, more conscious, and it will help you. So maybe you move the shaving equipment to the other side of the cabinet, you know, every now and then just to break yourself out of a cycle. And really, again, the other thing to be aware of with this is if this thing is not really affecting you, you don't need to worry about it. You know, these automated routines do work. The issue is when you're so built into these automatic things, you're not shaving yourself correctly and you go out and someone sees you and you're like, man, that really hurts me. I feel stupid. I feel like an idiot. Where you can fix it. Does that make sense? And I'm going around in circles a little bit on this, so I'm not going to keep going. I'm going to let you loose with this idea. But just all I want you to do is to think about in your life, and as you go through the day, where am I on autopilot? Where am I losing 15% of it because I'm in my head and I think I'm doing this right, but I realize later I'm not? And how is that affecting you? How could you add something into your external world just to give yourself a little nudge? That's all I want to share today, guys. Have an epic rest of your day, and I'll be back in a couple of days' time.